You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Let's talk a little bit about belief in yourself, okay? And so my suggestion to you is to stop requiring that you believe in yourself. And I know that that sounds weird, right? Because some people, they hinge everything on believe in myself. So I'd reach out to more people if I just believed in myself. I would do more Facebook Lives if I just believed in myself. I would bring in more customers if I just believed in myself. And so you have to stop that, because I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, okay? When I created Success in Network Marketing, I didn't believe in myself. And in fact, I've been working, you know, for the last 2 months, I've been working with a performance coach. And this performance coach, he actually works with a lot of celebrities, or works with a lot of the top poker players. And he's, you know, he's just a really, really amazingly sharp individual. And he's had me do some different exercises that showed me that there are still many, many, many parts of myself that still don't believe in myself. And so you requiring, I gotta believe in myself, okay? You requiring belief in yourself before you do anything is a waste of time, okay? Because here's the deal, right? So let's say that we all gotta believe in ourselves, okay? So what does that look like? Okay, I'm gonna believe in myself, oh yeah, right? And so we meditate, we mantra, we chant, we pump our chest, whatever we do, right? Believe in myself, gotta believe in myself. And then at some point, you break the trance. At some point, you break the trance and you look at your results and they still suck, right? And so, believe in myself. Yes, I believe in myself, believe in myself. And then you're like, oh man, I believe in myself. And then you look at your bank account and you're like, oh man, that sucks. I don't know about this stuff. I don't know about this whole believe in myself thing. And so if you are associating, I must believe in myself before I do anything, then you're shooting yourself in the face. It's not in the foot, it's in the face. Because how can anybody believe in themselves if they can't look around and see different results in their life? I don't know how to do that. I didn't believe in myself and then get started. I didn't believe in myself, but I got started, and here's how I did it. Here's how I did it. So look around at your network marketing company or even the network marketing industry and ask yourself, has anyone ever gotten a benefit from your product or service that had nothing to do with you? So, you know, maybe go and sit at your company convention and look around. Number one, did you invite every person there? Right? Was that you? Were you out there handing out flyers in the parking lot trying to get, you know, getting the 10,000 people in the arena? Probably not. Look at every person that crosses the stage that speaks of any benefit. Well, did they get a benefit because you believed in yourself? Or did they get a benefit because the system works? Did they get a benefit because the product or service helped them? And did you mix up the butter in the basement, right? Did you mix up the skin cream? Was that you? You know, I better whip this up so I can pour it into this thing and spray it on my face, right? Was that you whipping it up, right? Did you create the formula? Were you the scientist that found the blueberry in the Himalayas that had the high ORAC score, right? Was that you? Were you the one that negotiated with all the hotels and the airlines and the everything to get that good financial, you know, deal for traveling, okay? Was that you? Was that you that created the comp plan? Did you say, you know, at the eighth generation, we're gonna have this little breakaway, and that breakaway, you know, we're gonna be able to pay 1% here. So I'm not, you know, we probably, is that you? Are you the mathematician that created your comp plan? Are you the one that cuts the check, right? Any person that crosses your stage at that network marketing company convention, are they pointing at you, hey, thanks for signing that check, big guy. thank you, appreciate it, you're amazing, love seeing that signature of yours. No, no, and no. You didn't, you probably, now there may be some corporate people on here, but not many, okay? Majority of you, I think it's safe to say, didn't come up with a formula, didn't negotiate the contracts, didn't create the mathematical computations to do the comp plan, aren't stuffing the envelopes, aren't, you know, pouring in the packing peanuts, you know, to ship the bottles, right? Aren't managing the website to make sure that if someone buys it, someone else gets credit. You're not doing any of that crap. So what the hell does belief in yourself have to do with building your business? It's all done for you, right? All of that stuff that, you know, for you to, you know, have the courage to mix this berry with this root and this herb and crush it together and, you know, roll it and whatever else you do with it, right? So for you to do that, okay, you're gonna have to play a little bit bigger game than someone that just witnesses people having success and says, hey, I don't know if you're open to this, but you may want to take a look. You may want to take a look-sees, okay? You don't have to be the brilliant scientist. You don't have to be the shipping expert. You don't have to answer the customer support phone line. Hello, customer support for Grapeity Grape. How are you today and how can I help you? You're not even answering the damn phones for customer support. You're not even helping people with logins. What the hell do you have to believe in yourself for? Why do you require that? Stop requiring it. Stop it. You have been fortunate to be placed in a situation where the majority of hard stuff is done for you. You don't have to hire the trademark attorney, the patent attorney. You don't have to hire the mathematical, you know, rocket scientist from MIT to create the comp plan. Right? You don't have to do any of that crap. All you gotta do is see, hey, are you open to this thing? And, you know, I'm just getting started, or, you know, I've seen a lot of people have success with it. You know, I'm not crushing it yet, but, you know, there are people doing well that I didn't introduce to it, so it must work. Check it out. You gotta believe in possibility. Is it possible that someone you didn't invite goes out and gets some benefits from product or service? Is it possible that someone you didn't invite goes out and makes a buck or two? Has it ever happened before? Then stop being so damn selfish and looking inward at, before I impact another human being, I better believe in myself. You know, there are single moms, disabled veterans. There are people struggling in life. There are people that are praying every night on their hands and knees for someone to care about them, to introduce them to something that'll change their life, but you're just sitting there saying, no, I'm not gonna share it with anybody because I gotta believe in myself, right? Stop it. There are people out there in way worse situations than you that if only you would get over yourself already and just ask them if they're open. There are people out there dying that are trying to take care of their kids, but they'll never know about the opportunity because you require belief in yourself. Stop requiring belief in yourself and just open your eyes and say, is there anybody in my company that has ever gotten a benefit from my product or service? Is there anyone in my company that's ever made a nickel without me? And the answer is yes. Unless you're, well, Ray, we started yesterday. I'm the master distributor and there's nobody else in the company. We've never tested it on anybody. Okay, fine. You can make that argument. But for all the rest of you, open your eyes, look around. Stop requiring belief in yourself, because while you're inwardly like selfish and in, you know, itty bitty baby bear, right? I gotta require belief in myself before I talk to somebody, right? While you're doing that, people are struggling. People are trying to lose weight, they're not losing weight. People are trying to look healthier, not looking healthy. People are trying to have more energy so they can chase around their grandkids, not being able to, because you require belief in yourself. There are people in your cell phone right now that are on their hands and knees every single night praying for an opportunity, praying for something to help them out, praying for a community that will support them, love them, acknowledge them, recognize them, listen to them, but you're so damn selfish, I gotta believe in myself. I can't possibly talk to those people struggling because I'm struggling. What about me, Ray? Stop it. You do not require belief in yourself to impact thousands of people on this planet. You don't require it, so stop it. And all that time you spend, if only I can believe myself. Well, what's the right meditation, Ray? What's the right self-development book, Ray? How do I develop? Stop it. The way that you do it is you get over yourself and you go see if someone's open. And then one day you'll wake up. You'll wake up out of your slumber and you'll look at your downline and you'll say, I have a team. What? Wow. I have a team. I still don't believe in myself, but I'm impacting single moms and disabled veterans. This is amazing. I'm impacting people who grew up abused. Wow, this is incredible. I still don't believe in myself, but I have a team of people all around the world in 50 different countries. This is crazy. You're not the center of the universe for your network marketing company. You're not, and you don't have to be. That's the good news. The good news is you don't have to believe in yourself at all. Look at your network marketing company. A, is there anyone that has made a nickel that has nothing to do with you? Of course. Is there anyone that's gotten a benefit from the product or service that has nothing to do with you? Of course. Is there any function that, you know, requires you must insert level of belief, then you may proceed, right? Does anyone in your network marketing company say, okay, now take this self-belief test first. And once you take the self-belief test, you got to score an 89. Once you're at an 89, you can possibly impact other human beings. No, no. They say, go impact other human beings and believe in yourself. If you do, that's great. If you can. I didn't believe in myself. Do you guys realize I was well over $50,000 a month in my network marketing company before I had hardly any belief in myself? I just snapped into the system. I just see, hey, are you open to this thing? If not, no big deal. Hey, are you open to checking out my product? If not, no big deal. Hey, are you looking to make some extra money? Here you go. Check it out. If you're open to it, great. If not, no big deal. What is belief in me? Was I hammering out the, you know, one of the, you know, the company we were number one income earners of was gold and silver, right? Was I hammering out the coins, right? Did I have a smelting machine where I'm melting things down and making, right? No, I didn't have any of that stuff. All I did was say, hey, you open up this thing. If not, no big deal. So what level of belief exactly do I require? Stop requiring belief in yourself to impact other human beings. It's very selfish. It's very selfish. Just understand that it's possible, regardless of your level of belief, that someone could get a benefit from your product, your service, or your opportunity. And so there you go. Just a little rant for you. Sometimes I get a little excited. And so know that I say all of these things out of love. I want you to change your life. I want you to impact more people. I want the network marketing profession to be full of people that are just fired up about helping people, about impacting people, about feeling good about yourself, right? But it doesn't require you to believe in yourself. Stop reading every book on the damn planet on How to Believe in Myself, volume 83. Stop it. Because you can't, I don't think you can believe in yourself before you change any of your results. I don't think it's possible. I don't think there's a essential oil we can inhale. I don't think there's a mantra we can chant. I don't think there's a meditation we can do. I don't think any of this stuff works. I really don't, to instill belief in myself, right? I don't think that's possible. And so what do you do instead? You go impact someone. You go see if someone's open. You don't, you know, if they sign up, great. If not, no big deal. You see if they're open, you give them an out, and there you go. And then you wake up one day, you wipe your eyes, you look at your downline, you're like, holy crap, I just made $50,000. This is incredible. Maybe I should start believing in myself. That'd be super cool. I want you to get to the massive income and massive impact, whether you believe in yourself or not. And you certainly can inside of this network marketing profession.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.